The self is Sat Chit Ananda. The self is always Sat Chit Ananda. Self is always at peace, empowered, filled with light, the pure intelligence of the transcendent, eternal presence, and always blissful. Have you realized yourself? Let's continue with Huangpo. This is the 10th teaching of the first section. When the people of the world hear it said that the Buddhas transmit the doctrine of the mind, they suppose that there is something to be attained or realized apart from mind. And thereupon they use their minds to seek the Dharma, not knowing that mind and the object of their search are one. Mind cannot be used to seek something from mind. This is the key principle of all sadhana. For then, after the passing of millions of eons, the day of success will still not have dawned. Such a method is not to be compared with suddenly eliminating conceptual thought. Which is the fundamental dharma. So the dharma is not something to be attained. It is the letting go of the belief that there is anything to be attained. And therefore the belief implicit in every ego that there is something missing. And the belief that there is something missing is the ultimate motivation of all production of thought, to produce an answer to the implicit question of what do I lack? The Dharma is the realization that there is no lack. Suppose a warrior, forgetting that he was already wearing his pearl on his forehead, I suppose the Chinese warriors wore that better than, I guess, a bindi just painted on. But of course it represents the pearl that you see inside, not outside the forehead, and that shines as the third eye. But he says, suppose a warrior, forgetting that he was already wearing his pearl on his forehead, must be de rigueur for Chinese warriors, were to seek for it elsewhere. He could travel the whole world without finding it. But if someone who knew what was wrong were to point it out to him, the warrior would immediately realize that the pearl had been there all the time. Now, do you realize that your pearl has been there all the time? Or are you still searching for it? And where could you possibly search for it except in the one who is doing the searching? Who is it? So, if you students of the way, the Tao, are mistaken about your own real mind, not recognizing that it is the Buddha, it is God, it is the Self, it is Brahman, it is Atman, it is Shakti, it is the Absolute. Your own mind, now, here and now, at this moment, is the Absolute. you are the pearl of great price. You know that. And in that state, then, all seeking falls away, all illusion of lack, all peacelessness, all fear, all desire, all suffering. So, if you don't recognize that your own mind, your own self, is the Buddha, the Absolute, you will consequently look for him elsewhere, indulging in various achievements and practices and expecting to attain realization by such graduated means. You can't ever attain what you already are. And you can never lose what you are. So the practice is non-practice, because there is nothing to do since you are the Buddha now, but to stop seeking, to stop producing thought that is based on desire. But even after eons of diligent searching, you will not be able to attain the Tao. These methods, all the methods, all the techniques, all the sadhanas, all the ascetic practices, they cannot be compared to the sudden elimination of conceptual thought in the certain knowledge that there is nothing at all which has absolute existence. There is nothing on which to lay hold, nothing on which to rely, nothing in which to abide, nothing subjective, nothing objective. It's that complete letting go into the infinite emptiness in which you do not exist as a subject and there is no objective world, because all of that is produced by thought. And the letting go of that is nirvana. It is by preventing the rise of conceptual thought that you will realize the Bodhi. Preventing the rise of conceptual thought. And how is it prevented? It can only be prevented when you realize there is no need for it, because you are already what thought could hope to get for you. So you can't forcibly prevent it. You can only realize you are the Buddha, who has no need to think, because the Buddha knows everything already. So, it is by preventing the rise of conceptual thought that you will realize Bodhi, or your Buddha nature. And when you do, you will just be realizing the Buddha who has always existed in and as your own mind. Eons of striving will prove to have been so much wasted effort. Just as when the warrior found his pearl, he merely discovered what had been hanging on his forehead all the time. And just as his finding of it had nothing to do with his efforts to discover it elsewhere, because if he had made no efforts at all, he would have found it more easily. Therefore, the Buddha said, I truly attained nothing from complete, unexcelled enlightenment. That word is samyak sambodhi. I attained nothing from that, because you are that, and can only be that, because that is all that there is to be. It was for fear that people would not believe this that he drew upon what is seen with the five sorts of vision and spoken with the five kinds of speech. So this quotation is by no means empty talk, but expresses the highest truth. In other words, you cannot become a Buddha. No one ever becomes a Buddha. You can only realize that you have always been the Buddha. But you can only realize you have always been the Buddha in the now moment, because the Buddha lives in the now, not in time. And therefore, you will never become the Buddha in the future. And because conceptual thought is always oriented toward the future and based upon what it remembers from the past, you can never get to Buddhahood through thinking, through reason, through the attempt to understand logically, symbolically. You can use your symbolic knowledge to deconstruct the imaginary ego that doesn't realize it's Buddha, but then the symbolic must be put away, and the realization can come only from silent presence. This is why Sri Ramana says you use one thorn to take out another thorn, but then you throw away the first thorn as well. So you use the symbolic capacity to remove the imaginary thorn of your suffering, and then you throw both thorns into the sacrificial fire. You don't hold on to the medicine that you no longer need when you realize there is no sickness, nothing to cure, nothing to seek, nothing to know, except what you are. So, let us follow the Dharma by realizing the Buddha mind, the self, is what you are now, and stop the search. Silence the mind that is looking for something, whether it's looking for relief from suffering, from self-caused anguish, superego attacks, fantasies, delusions, negative energies that have been stored up from feelings of unworthiness, all of it, those are all based upon not realizing what you are. But the self, because it is prior to all thought, on all belief, all opinions, all attitudes, all orientations, all conceptualization, can only be already the complete and whole absolute self. May you know this in your heart with love for the one self that sustains all and gives eternal life and eternal bliss to all who have surrendered to that Buddha mind that is our very essence. And surrender here and now in the present, so that the current of divine energy may flow without hindrance, without cut, and bring the blessing of liberation to all. May you know the peace that comes from realizing that pearl of great price that is your own essence, your own mind, your own being, that which is represented by the I thought, but can only be known when the I thought has vanished. And may you know the even deeper peace that comes after that vanishing of the illusion, projecting the self as an entity with a body in a world, and return to that deep, deep peace of the uncreated self, the diamond mind, the absolute light that shines eternally, filled with power, bliss, and infinite wisdom. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing you have always been only this, and can never be anything other than this one supreme, luminous, intelligent, loveful presence. That abides as the supreme being.